Time is running out, the end of the month, in fact. If Congress doesn't act, interest rates on subsidized student loan debt will double. They'll go from 3.4 to 6.8% beginning the 1st of July, and that would affect more than 7 million new undergraduate borrowers. It is, for them, a real crisis. And joining us live, Education Secretary Arne Duncan on WTOP. Secretary, great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Boy, these kids are our best and brightest. They're doing everything we told them to do, right? They're getting their education. They're going to be part of the workforce in the future, able to compete internationally. It just seems like we're letting them down.
That's exactly right. And obviously, I just feel this tremendous sense of urgency. And I've been out traveling the country. The president has, the vice president has, and you summed it up perfectly. We just desperately need Congress to act by the end of next week. There's no reason to let these interest rates double on these young people who you said are working so hard and frankly going to help lead the country where we need to go. The Congress 5 years ago in 2007, with a bipartisan effort and a Republican president, voted to keep the interest rates at the current level, and there's just simply no reason why they should not do that again. So we're pushing as hard as we can to make sure that Congress gets past this dysfunction. And if they can come together behind anything and do the right thing, it's got to be around education and helping our nation's young people.
Has anything such as an executive order been discussed? Is that even a possibility? Even Republicans, Mitt Romney is on board for an extension, as is the president.
Well, everybody's saying the right thing, but again, this takes action. So an executive order, this takes funding, which Congress has to pass. So we cannot do it unilaterally. Believe me, if we could, we would have done it a long time ago.
So how much are we talking about here in the whole scheme of things, right?
There are many, many different ways to pay for it, but it's in the order of $5 to $6 billion. And the big challenge for me is that so many, not just disadvantaged families, so many middle class families are starting to think that college is unaffordable. It's not for them, and that's a huge cause for concern. And so we have to make college more affordable, not less. We can't afford to take a step in the right direction.
So Congress is telling you they can't find between $5 and $6 billion to cut in the budget?
Well, they absolutely have to find it. They have to find it. There's so many different ways to pay for it. And again, everybody's saying the right thing. The words are fine, but again, you know, words are cheap at this point. We need action, and we need action now. We need action with a real sense of urgency. And I don't think it will happen, you know, today or tomorrow. So we're really literally looking at next week, the last week of June, for a breakthrough on this issue.
I realize student loans are very important to the people who have them right now, but regardless of the student loan rates, college keeps getting more expensive for people. Have you thought of anything outside the box other than these student loans to try to bring tuition costs down?
It's a great question. This is an important piece of the puzzle, but by no means is it the answer by itself. So we've done a tremendous amount. We've increased Pell Grants by over $40 billion over the next decade to help young people go to college. We did that without going back to taxpayers for a nickel. We simply stopped subsidizing banks, put all that money into students. That was wildly controversial here in Washington. We thought it was common sense, and it's frankly one of the things I'm most proud of. So we're trying to walk the walk and lead by example, but I always talk about shared responsibility. Mm-hmm. States have to continue to invest. 40 states cut funding to higher education last year. So when states cut funding, you know, many universities jack up tuition. So states have to participate, and universities have to keep their tuition reasonable in these tough economic times as well. So
it's insane.
The responsibility.
Federal government is borrowing money at what? Less than 1% right now, to charge 6.8% to kids.
Well, again, we're trying to keep it at 3.4%. We're trying not to.
That's what would happen, though, if nothing happens. It just seems like it's absurd.
It's absolutely absurd. It'd be ludicrous and be the height of dysfunctionality on Congress's part if this doesn't get done. And I'm actually hopeful again. I'm hopeful it will. This is so much the right thing for young people, for their families, and ultimately for our country. You know, the jobs of the future are going to go to where the knowledge workers are. It's going to be in our country, or it's going to be in Singapore and South Korea and China and India. And we have to fight to keep those jobs here. And the best thing we can do is have a well-educated workforce.
I'm sure there are a lot of parents and kids out there hoping your lobbying efforts work out. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Great to have you with us.
Have a great morning. We're going to keep fighting until we get this one done.
Good. I hope you win.